From Alfreton to Miner's Rest, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
She is the soul sister of the Big Show, and every week we catch up to shoot the breeze. Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning.
Thank you. I am a soul sister.
Yeah. That's why I said it. That's exactly why I said it. It's a thing. How you going, soul sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. But the population's not, because we're drowning in dopamine during COVID. What's going on here, and what's the science behind it, Alex Chelios?
Well, this is the thing. So our brains are getting hooked on the neurotransmitter associated with pleasure from our phone. That's why we constantly sit there and we love the ding of the phone, the messages that come through. We're anxiously, I mean, I've done this myself, where you're anxiously going through, you know, your Facebook Messenger to your Instagram messages to your actual text messages, then checking your email and all of those things. It's because even though we enjoy it to a degree, the brain actually releases a little bit of dopamine every time and we feel good. And so there's a lot of research into, you know, the neuroscience behind this and the pleasure processed by the brain. But over time, though, it becomes really depleting for a lot of people. So they become stressed out. They become, you know, worried. They're always looking at their screens. You know, all of that actually then becomes this balance between pleasure and pain.
Yeah.
And it's about restoring that balance during COVID, which is why some people do, which I'm not really into, but it's why some people do digital detoxes.
And I think it's a very wise idea. For me, it's difficult because I work in the media, obviously, and for you it's difficult because you're all about what you do on the internet and websites and all that sort of stuff. So it's difficult for some people, but absolutely, a digital detox does not go astray, because even I find it's just debilitating.
Well, and for some people, so some researchers are saying, okay, don't do a detox because it doesn't work for everyone, and particularly with gamers. So the study was done around gamers, and they said that if you can get a gamer to restrict their game playing by no more than 2 days a week or 2 hours a day, it leaves enough time between sessions for the brain's dopamine balance to be restored.
Yeah, it's a difficult balance, that is for sure, but one that you should try and balance nonetheless. Let's talk about animals, and there are animal shelters, Alex Chelios, that have started using Tinder to find homes for cats and dogs. I'm not sure this is a good idea.
So this is a German animal shelter who was using Tinder to post profiles of more than a dozen dogs and cats, hoping that people would adopt them. Now, people have been really interested in this, and the response has been explosive, the shelter said. So now they're looking at, you know, is this a good way to invite people into sort of seeing the animals that are available. Now, what often happens in these scenarios is people are on Facebook and they'll see a particular dog or a cat that's available at a shelter, and they'll resonate with that particular dog. And that's the kind of theory behind why the Tinder thing works. It's not being told there are dogs at the shelter might not trigger you, but seeing a particular dog, may. And there's that connection between the loneliness of humans right now during COVID and then the loneliness of animals who are in a shelter that could actually match really well on those platforms.
Yeah. Now that you've explained it to me, not a bad idea at all.
It makes sense. I mean, I would always put in place strict criteria as to who you're being adopted out to.
Yep.
Because, you know, you want to make sure that they're safe. But I think it's a clever way. Last year, we saw a woman who had pit bulls, for example, in the US, who weren't being adopted. She actually did a whole photo shoot of the pit bulls with floral arrangements behind their heads. And that in itself encourages a surge in people adopting them.
Yeah.
So people are very visual.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Could not agree with you more. Hey, Alex, to wrap up Shoot the Breeze this morning, there's bitumen roads, there's concrete roads, there are heated roads for use during winter, and now it looks like magnetisable concrete in our roads could be the way for electric cars.
Yeah, this could actually be something really cool. In Indiana, the Department of Transport have announced a partnership with a company where they're testing out whether cement can be embedded with magnetised particles. And basically the idea behind this is it becomes road charging solutions for vehicles. So this could be actually the way of the future, where electricity is actually pumped into a wire coil that creates a magnetic field that could induce an electric current into the car as it's driving along.
Brilliant idea.
I love it.
The only problem is no one but the rich can really afford electric cars at the moment.
I want to see a magnetic, magnetized road where you can like charge your iPhone while you're driving.
Of course you would. Car. Of course you would. Do you actually have a car?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you would have been I thought apart from being a soul sister, you would have been the Uber queen.
I am a bit of an Uber queen too.
Yeah, well, there
but
you go.
But thanks to COVID, I'm an Uber Eats queen.
See, I've got Alex Chelios, I've got your number. Don't you worry about that.
I know, I hate driving. But I have a car.
You have a wonderful week and we'll shoot the breeze again next Tuesday, all right?
Thank you. Bye.